Joanne Fox sitting down with me this morning from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Hi there, Joanne.
Hi there, Steve.
And on we go, an event tonight, Vanguard Arts, not music, though. It's a film. They're showing a film at Vanguard Arts. It's a short called The Ghost in Her. It's written and produced by Mike White, who is a cinema professor at Wayne State College. He wrote and directed the play, The Ghost in Her. It has a focus on personal reflection and one of his passions, vinyl records. The Ghost in Her, starring Siouxland's own Gary Lewis.
Gary's been pretty good about tweeting and putting it on Facebook and promoting it. So it's very exciting that Vanguard is taking that on. Kudos to him. Another theatrical presentation, Lamb Arts Regional Theater, continues its 39th season with the musical Mamma Mia. And that will start tonight at 7:30 p.m. It does run through Sunday, December 9th. Tickets, times, more information at Lamb Theater with an RE.com.
There are lots of theater offerings this time around on Cultural Continuum. Northwestern College is wrapping up their run of The Crucible. That'll be tonight and tomorrow night. And that's being shown at the DeWitt Theater Arts Center. The play is a fictionalized story of the Salem witch trials that took place in the 1690s in the Massachusetts Bay Colony.
A little bit lighter fare. The Lamars Community Theater presents their last production of the year, See How They Run. And that will run on Monday, November 12th, and then it will end on Sunday, November 18th. So the evening performances are 7:30 p.m. The Sunday matinee is at 2 p.m., and you can go to Lamars.com, C-O-M-M, theater with an R-E.org. Lots more information.
And USD Department of Theater is presenting Into the Woods. You can see that through Sunday, December 2nd, and that's at the Wayne S. Knutson Theater. It's inspired by the Grimm's fairy tales. This musical mashup sees Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, Rapunzel, and Jack and the Beanstalk take on hilarious, heartfelt, and occasionally gruesome journey. It's a Grimm fairy tales.
It is very grim.
They are grim. Aptly named, those Grimm brothers.
Absolutely. The University of South Dakota has another opportunity. It's going to host the performance of USD's Rollins Piano Trio with guest violinist Mihaya Opreja. And that is going to be, I guess it'll be tonight, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's at 7:30 p.m. It goes until 9 o'clock p.m., which that's a nice little run for that. It's going to be at the Colton Recital Hall in the Warren M. Lee Center for the Fine Arts. And this opera has been performed as a soloist, numerous orchestrations in Romania. It's an event that's free and open to the public. Lots more, usd.edu/music.
Sioux City Public Library usually has their book sale in the spring, but now they're having one before Christmas, so that's a good idea. Their holiday book sale, that'll be 2 days, and it's actually at the library. It's tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., then again on Sunday it's from 1 to 4 p.m., and that's at the downtown main branch of the library in the Gleason Room.
The Dickinson County Conservation Board is going to be hosting its first ever Run the Bend 5K. That's going to be on Saturday. It's at the Horseshoe Bend Wildlife Area. Registration begins at 10 a.m. The run will commence at 11 a.m. Participants will begin on the north side of the park by the summer campsites. And you do need to pre-register for this. So best go to DickinsonCountyConservationBoard.com to take advantage of that.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting a DNA extraction activity demonstration. It's led by Ashley Collins, Western Iowa coordinator of Science Booster Clubs. That'll be tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 o'clock. Now, participants will have the opportunity to extract DNA from fruit using simple household ingredients. It's a free program and open to the public, and it sounds really interesting.
It does.
Yeah.
And this is interesting, too, because I think most people think of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra as music, but this event they're going to do on Saturday is they're bringing in Second City, the guide to the symphony, which listeners, if you're familiar with Second City and its alumni, John Belushi, all those Saturday Night Live people, that's kind of, well, they're going to give you the guide to the symphony. So the symphony itself is teaming up with the Second City Comedy Theater in a very lighthearted comedic performance, and tickets available at the door, but you you can also go to SiouxCitySymphony.org. Very clever, very creative.
It's like a PG-13 version of A Young Person's Guide to the Symphony.
Hey, there you go. Very good analogy, Steve.
I talked to Ryan yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I got the okay. I did come up with the analogy, but I got the okay to use it from Ryan Haskins. USD Opera is presenting Hansel und Gretel, or Hansel and Gretel. That'll be on Saturday evening from 7:30 to 8:30, and then on Sunday at 3 o'clock, and that'll be at the Colton Recital Hall, back up at the Warren Emily Center for the Fine Arts. Sung in English, it is a one-hour production. You can see Hansel and Gretel lose their way in the woods, encounter the witch's irresistible gingerbread house, and then weird stuff ensues from that point forward.
It does weird stuff. here's another opportunity, but we've got so many events. I don't know how people are going to take advantage of them all. But the Siouxland Civic Dance Association is going to present a ballet, The Little Match Girl. That's going to be on Sunday. It goes from 2 to 3. It's at the Klinger Neal Theater on the campus of Morningside College. For those of you familiar with The Little Match Girl, you know, it's the story of the little girl who is selling the matches, and wonderful and terrible things happen to her. It is a ballet. It's very family friendly, only an hour. And there at the Morningside College, Klinger Neal Theater, great opportunity on Sunday, 2 o'clock.
You don't have to go to everything, Joanne, just the stuff that appeals to you.
There you go. That's good. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. I didn't want to put so much pressure on everybody. The Sioux City Public Museum is hosting the Power of Children panel that goes up on Sunday at 2 o'clock. You can get a local perspective on the exhibit as individuals in our own community share how they and others made a difference during their youth. Panelists include Ryan Moore and Carter Smith, with a video presentation from Ruby Bridges.
Wayne State College is going to present the performances of the Wayne State College Concert Choir, the Women's Choir, and the Madrigal Singers. That's all going to be on Monday, 7:30 p.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wayne. So the performance memorializes suffering and loss, love and triumph, and it's celebration too. But the concert is free and open to the public, which is one heck of a good deal. Again, there at it's not at Wayne State College. They're hosting it, but it's at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wayne.
2004 Northwestern College graduate Chip Reese is coming back to town to read from his graphic novel. It is called Metaphase, so it's a graphic novel reading. It's during the Deep Song Reading Series event, which is Tuesday. That'll be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Fireside Room of the Rameker Center on campus. Metaphase is the first graphic novel to feature a superhero with Down syndrome. The main character, Ollie, is named after Reese's son, who also has Down syndrome. If you'd like to find out more, you can go to nwciowa.edu.
The Sioux City Public Museum will have a display, Native American Artwork, featuring Chuck Raymond, and that is right now, and it will go through December 30th. It is a retrospective of the prominent Winnebago artist's works, showcased along with a selection of Native American artifacts from the museum's collection. Anybody who's been around Sioux City any length of time recognizes Chuck Raymond. What a gifted artist. Lots more on that, SiouxCityMuseum.org.
Now, it is Thanksgiving on Tuesday, and we won't be having a cultural continuum next week. So just peering into a couple of weeks that are coming up in that week from the 24th through the 29th, Vanguard Arts has a performance by Sean Holt and the Teardrops. That's next Saturday, November 24th. That's at 8 o'clock. Sean Holt and the Teardrops. Sean Holt took over for his dad, Magic Slim, after he passed away. Still with the same band. They are winners of Best New Artist Debut and also the 2014 Blues Blast Music Award for New Artist Debut Album. Daddy told me. Go to VanguardArts.com for more information.
And here's another event way into the future. This is on Tuesday, November 27th, after Turkey Day is all over. The Northwest Iowa Sierra Club is going to be hosting Greetings from Sioux City. It's a presentation by Alex Lynott, and it's at 6:30, again, Tuesday, November 27th. It will be at the First Unitarian Church, which is here in Sioux City. And Alex is a Sioux County Conservation Park Ranger, and he's going to discuss ecological changes in Sioux County conservation.
And that's a look at Cultural Continuum. For on behalf of my co-host, Joanne Fox, and executive producer, Jorge Quesada, I'm Steve Smith.